you for joining the Praxity podcast. My name is Becky Belanger, and I'm the International Project Manager for Praxity. Today, we'll be sharing some of the highlights of our North American International Tax Conference. This conference was held November 16th through the 20th of 2020, and for the first time, we held this conference virtually. We had a record number of registrations with over 950 people. There were 10 sessions, and they covered a variety of tax topics, including regional specific updates, international tax compliance, transfer pricing, entity structure, foreign tax credits, and M&A and due diligence. Every session had over 300 attendees with presentations and live Q&A sessions held by our member firm experts. The conference was free and open to member firms as well as clients. On this podcast, we'll hear from Kelly Becker, who chairs the North American Steering Committee and coordinated the conference. We'll hear from her on the behind the scenes and the recipe that created this successful event. We had 38 speakers who contributed to the series that were from a variety of different time zones. At the end of this podcast, we'll discuss one of the tools that the committee used to coordinate everyone and keep everything on track, which was Huddle. Without further ado, here is my interview with Kelly. Praxity's 2020 North American International Conference was the most well-attended in history. On our podcast today, we will catch up with the conference host, Kelly Becker, to find out what made the conference a global success. Kelly Becker chairs the North American Steering Committee for Praxity and is Plante Moran's International Tax Services Practice Leader. Thank you, Kelly, for joining us today.
Thank you, Becky.
This year's conference was held online for safety reasons during this pandemic. Were there any particular challenges that you faced hosting the conference virtually?
I think we probably had all concerns about doing virtual. You know, some of the benefits of being live was really kind of making that connection with our clients, with people around the globe, with just each other that, you know, only get to see once or twice a year. So we were kind of afraid we were going to lose that vibe that we feel like this conference has brought to the table. And also probably just concerns on, is it going to come off professional? Are we going to have technology issues? All those kinds of things. And when you're putting something live together, that kind of go in the background of like, is everything really going to go well? But the team did a great job. So really making sure we had plenty of time to do prepping, getting everybody comfortable with the technology, having backup plans in case something happened with technology so that the audience didn't really know anything different. So I really think we did a great job of executing and making it come off as another really great conference.
Yeah, and I think you kind of got into this a little bit, but what were some of the other benefits of switching to the virtual format?
I think one of the key benefits that we got to have a lot larger audience around the globe because people weren't like, okay, I have to fly to the US, which takes time and commitment and all those other things. I can participate in it from my own home, listen to what's going on, ask questions if I want to, but get a chance to really kind of see what the conference is like instead of having to commit to all that travel time and money. So I think that's one of the big benefits. And I think we also got more clients to attend the conference than ever before, because again, they didn't have to go to every single day. They didn't have to commit 2 days straight plus travel. And so I really think it helped them kind of be able to be part of the conference without having to commit as much time and really just spend time on the topics they want to learn about.
The conference attracted a record number of attendees from more countries than ever before, which is fantastic given the circumstances. What do you think made it so successful?
Yeah, I think we did a couple different things this year than we had before. At least I think people made a lot larger effort this year. So one was marketing by the firms and Praxity, honestly, having more ability to send out communication to our clients that attended previous conferences where we hadn't done that touch point before. So we had that piece of it. And the firms really took a lot more ownership in marketing it. And North America firms have always done that. I think it was more just the North American firms. All the firms around the globe really participated in getting this out and saying, hey, I'm going to be presenting, or here's some topics. And if you can join, great. If not, you can log into Praxy later on, right, and be able to see those things. So I think that really helped out of people just being more involved in trying to get the word out and inviting their client base around the world versus just being North America focused.
Yeah, I definitely saw that it was a united front in the marketing realm. So that was great to see. And what were the main areas of focus this time around?
So we actually had done a survey to our prior attendees to kind of ask, what are the key things you want to hear this year? I think we got about 100 survey results back, which is actually pretty good. and so giving us ideas of like where they really wanted us to focus, so that we could take that information and really come up with the 10 topics that we did select, which was hard. Like generally we had like 20, 30 sessions before, so to narrow it down to 10 was very difficult. But a lot of it was focused obviously around, you can't have a conversation these days without talking about COVID. And so a lot of it is out of interest, like what's going on in Vietnam with COVID, you know, like all those different things I think were helpful because everybody's going through it and they want to know, are they alone? Or, you know, is there countries that have things implemented that we should be aware of, that we should be thinking of? So I think we really did wrap that around in every conversation that we had.
And then kind of along a similar vein, what were the key takeaways to help firms with their clients do business in 2021?
That one's probably a little bit harder, Becky, of a question, because I think there's a lot of different takeaways.
Right.
I think it's important for everybody to ask and get those updates because they're changing all the time, weekly, monthly. And so understanding like, hey, these are the people that we can reach out to find out what's going on to help our clients out. So, I mean, because you got tidbits of like, I got things like, oh, I really need to spend more time on anti-hybrids with my clients. I haven't spent enough time doing those types of discussions. Or, hey, there's this incentive going on. Hey, I need to bring this attention to my clients. So again, it was very mixed of what's going on. And I think also we had such different topics that it's hard to say that there's one big takeaway because we had a lot of, you know, we had a mixture of more US focused centric tax reform changes and the impact to clients and what they need to be thinking about, as well as having really kind of that global focus as well. So to me, things are going to continually change and to make sure you know the right people to get in contact with to help your clients.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I think it was also an interesting time for the conference to happen too, because we did a lot of the recordings before the US election and then, you know, got the live Q&A after the US election. So that was really good to get what people's forecasts were and what to think about in the election, but then also to hear, you know, about in the live Q&A. Okay, so now
what after,
you know,
happened right after
see going forward. Yeah,
which was good. I mean, to me, that whole live Q&A, I don't think we talked about that earlier, but to me, it was beneficial because it helped it become more professional as well. So we had these pre-recorded ones that we didn't have to worry about technology glitches on. Mm-hmm. And then, or time, right? All that stuff was all figured out. And then it was the live Q&A that gave people an opportunity to feel connected to those individuals.
Yeah, definitely. I think it made it engaging to have the live Q&A. Okay. And then international collaboration is more important than ever, especially within the Praxy Global Alliance. How does this work within the tax arena?
So it really works with, and I hope it came off very clear in the conference, we all know each other. We all work together and we want to help out each other. We want to help each other's clients out. And so to me, like that's our key differentiator when we're going against other firms that have the same name. And so it's really about collaboration and showcasing we're not a phone or a name, I should say, and, you know, a website. Like we actually know each other and we actually want to make sure we're doing the best thing for each other and each other's clients. So collaboration is huge in what we do in a tax arena. And so that's why we have all these conferences so that we can make those relationships that really help us become successful.
Okay. So the next question is, I gather you've had great feedback from accounting professionals and their clients who attended the conference. Can you explain more on what people are saying?
highly professional, best conference they've been to from a virtual standpoint this year. I got a lot of really good ideas, things that I need to explore. And to me, having a diverse panel and being able to hear from different participants around the globe was really important as part of kind of understanding international tax.
So plans are already underway for the next North American International Tax Conference. Can you tell us more about what's in store?
So crossing our fingers that we can be live in New Orleans in 2021 in October really is the plan. But we are going to really focus on, is there a way to make some aspect of it virtual so that people that can attend can still get that virtual part of the conference? We're not sure how that's exactly going to work yet, but I do think seeing how successful this was, that going forward, we do need to put some type of virtual aspect to it. So that's the hope.
I don't know if there's any other things that you wanted to talk about or to the podcast from the conference standpoint.
I really hope that not only tax people throughout Praxy participated in the conference, I hope non-tax people did and really can see what a value this is to internally our teams, externally our clients. And I'm hoping that by seeing this conference that we take this back and see if there's other groups or other things that we can add on to do something similar in other groups to bring value to ourselves and to our clients. So I really hope that there is a bigger takeaway and the ability now for other people to view they've never been able to view. They hear about the conference. They hear that it's successful, but they've never actually participated in it. So I really do think that there's going to be some big takeaways on how this can be valuable and utilized outside of the tax group.
Thank you again, Kelly, for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Becky. This was a pleasure. Look forward to doing more of these type of podcasts in the future.
You just heard from Kelly Becker, who coordinated the conference. At the end of each of our podcasts, we'd like to talk about a Praxy tool or news item. One of the tools that we used to help coordinate the conference speakers, documentation, recordings, and deadlines was Huddle. Huddle is a project management platform that is available to member firms and gives them the ability to seamlessly coordinate sharing documents, collecting approvals, sending tasks, and meeting deadlines. Here is a fellow Praxy member, Ryan Shoup from Plant Moran, who talks about his experience with Huddle.
So why do I use Huddle? Maybe I'll just start with some of the experiences I've had with other portals and group audit software platforms. You know, recently I've been reporting to group auditors, and in one instance it took a lot of time in order to just get access to the portal. At least 5 tries, there were multiple pins, and we had to talk to their technology team in order to get access. And ultimately we just had to revert back to the original Word document reporting, which just took up a lot of unnecessary time. And even once we got access into the portal, there was not a lot of functionality with the reporting. The required reporting was just in a simple document form, but you could not change any of the answers. You could not change how much space you got. There was just a lot of difficulty in providing the required responses. And then you can't provide any comments back and forth to the group auditor. And they can't really provide any feedback back to you. And then to top it off, we still end up using email because they provide reminders by email. So in the end, it's just a lot of documents by email that we also upload to the portal. You know, when I use Huddle, I just have a really different experience. You know, our team has been using Huddle for the coordination and monitoring of a client's statutory audit obligations globally. And before we got involved, these reports, they were either finished really late. In some instances, there were multiple years of reporting that just never got done. And today, we're monitoring about 20 to 25 countries regularly and requiring auditors to provide quarterly status updates, provide copies of their engagement letters, and ultimately provide the final documents for their group audit opinions. What I've really liked about Huddle is just the ability to easily just aggregate information in a platform that is firm agnostic. You can add anyone from any firm make requests within the portal, create tasks, in our case, on a quarterly basis, set deadlines for the group, such as the statutory audit deadlines, and create a central database for engagement letters, audit reports, and any other information in a shareable and really usable location. So ultimately, Huddle has really helped our team to manage our group's obligations globally. And as a result, Huddle is really helping our clients stay on top of their compliance obligations. And we're able to provide quick feedback on the things that are most important to them, which are fees and staying on top of their compliance obligations.
If you are a member firm and have an interest in using Huddle, please contact huddle@praxity.com. We appreciate you tuning in today to hear about our North American International Tax Conference with our guest, Kelly Becker. Next week, Praxity will be hosting the Latin America, including Mexico, conference. If you have an interest in joining that one or getting more information about our North American International Tax Conference, please visit our website at praxity.com or email us at conferences@praxity.com. Thank you again for joining our Praxity podcast, Empowering Business Globally.